If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
So when Chipper is gone, our guy Chip Scoggins, our normal move is to grab the icon, Patrick James Royce. And we were texting a fair amount yesterday. He agreed to come on at 105. I did not remind him, though. And so it's very strange when we call from in studio. I'd have to look it up again. It's a 218 number. Nothing wrong with the 218, Brown. I mean, I know your miss is 612. You know, you're only 612. Or some of us believe. Some of us believe in the 218. But we've tried Patrick a few times. He might be busy. If you have Patrick Royce with you, because you haven't called in, I text him the number. We would love to talk to Patrick about a variety of things. We will track him down. Maybe it'll be this segment. Maybe it'll be the next segment. We only have one other booked-in segment. That's coming up next hour. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, which we move because this was better for Patrick. But Patrick, he'll get that phone number. He'll get that text I sent him. Or the you were ferocious in calling. What is the line? How long have you been a producer?
Probably about 8 months, but I've been in the business since 2016.
2016.
Yeah, I think so.
How much of that time producing versus on air? Because I know you've been on air, too.
Yeah, probably like 4 years.
4 years producing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you called Patrick, I think I saw you call him 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
How many times were you prepared to call him before I said, uncle?
I was just going to keep going.
Just keep going?
Because I know a standard has been set for the Chad Hartman show. So when Chad says, get me Patrick Royce, I'm like, damn it, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Our standards. I'm glad that you called me off a little bit, though, because I don't want to be that type of person. Because I know Patrick. He and I used to share some Diet Cokes back in the day when I was on 1500 ESPN.
Yeah. You even had a Diet Coke for him today.
Correct. Exactly.
And right so, there. I'm staring at the Diet
Coke. That's for sure his. And so I don't want our second reintroductory impression to be that pressing. So maybe this allows some time for that to breathe.
Patrick can come down here. I mean, he's acknowledged Golden Valley. He's lived 2 blocks, 3 blocks from where my father lived. Where I actually, this is how weird I am. I lived in this house with my mother and sister. Then my mother decided parenting overrated, kind of made a cash transaction involve me. And my father moved into that house in Golden Valley. So I lived at that's 3 blocks from where Patrick lives.
Great place to grow up.
So, yeah, Golden Valley.
I love Golden Valley.
It's the greatest city in America.
Mm-hmm. I love it so much. I'm right next to it in New Hope.
Oh, get out of here. I mean, honestly, I'd compare New Hope. It'd be like comparing my golf game to Tiger Woods. I mean, in 2000. I mean, get out of here with New Hope. Come on. What are you doing? I mean, we might need to take a break comparing New Hope to Golden Valley.
Yeah, not all it's going to have down in the valley.
Oh, my God. I visited down in the valley quite a bit when I was in Golden Valley. Okay, so we'll get to Patrick at some point. So, Andy Byron. Here's the latest from the astronomer CEO story. This is from the last 24 hours. You know it by now. Come on, he's at the Coldplay concert. He's out there with the side piece. They put him on Kiss Cam. Chris Martin says, woof. You know, either they're really embarrassed or they have an affair. Guess what? Turned out it was both. And then, what was it, middle of last week when they hired Gwyneth Paltrow? Well, now the ex-astronomer CEO, he's out, he's done, is considering suing Coldplay. A source close to Byron told Page Six, and if it's Page Six, New York Post, it's got to be the truth, of course. I mean, come on. We so desperately have needed a tabloid in this state Now, because the newspaper business is hanging by a thread, I don't know if that means we need a tabloid more or less. But here's what the source close to Byron told Page Six. He didn't consent to being filmed or publicly humiliated. He thinks Coldplay made him a meme. Then another attorney explained that Byron would need to demonstrate that there wasn't an affair to prove defamation. Well, I don't think there's been any of that pushback, has there? Has there been any pushback that we were just colleagues, we were just coworkers, and it was an emotional song? No, they've pretty much acknowledged by not pushing back, it's an affair. I make you judge Lindsey Brown. Or I just make us, the public, reacting to this. Does this guy, and what's her name again? Krista, what the heck's her name again? I've got it here somewhere. Kristen Cabot. Do they have any validity whatsoever in suing Coldplay? Text me. What do you think? Do these two have any validity to sue Coldplay? Text away 651-461-9226. I say absolutely, unequivocally, no. You're at a concert. Now, first of all, I don't even like Coldplay. Do you like Coldplay that much?
I have been known to heave cry to a few of their songs.
Are you a heave crier to entertainment?
In general? If I see something beautiful, Chad, and it beautiful. Brings a tear to my eye,
yep.
Who am I to stop it?
I'm not shaming you in any way. Mm-hmm. It has to be pretty unique for me, a piece of entertainment, to tear up. I've got some of my life that I'm going to share a little bit that's a tear situation, but not yet. Last time you were watching some piece of art that you teared up or even heave cried. Now, I mentioned last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, the last network show I watched was This Is Us, and I enjoyed This Is Us. You could cry 8 times during This Is Us. I mean, died, about to die, did die. I mean, there was a lot of drama. Can you think of something recently where you cried? When you found out you were filling in all week on this
show. Tears of joy, of course.
Yeah.
Tears of joy. I'm currently rewatching The Vampire Diaries. I think there was a time that, spoiler alert, when Catherine's mother passed away, I think
Thanks
I cried.
Lot. Thanks a lot. I was just going to start it.
I'm watching it because Joel Embiid likes to watch it when he goes to sleep. It got triggered into my memory, so I'm rewatching it. But that's probably the last time I cried at that show. But a good song, you don't listen to Sparks by Coldplay and you don't get a little bit of a pull out of that heart of yours?
No, not really. I think they're fine.
I
really, Chris Martin was right here.
No
chance in hell does he deserve any money for this. I mean, as we said, we talked about it multiple times. We're not talking as much lately, but now the suit thing just came up. The Pelter thing was last week. No, you're at a public event. They show people in the crowd. Not that I'm condoning cheating, because I'm not. But hot take, don't go to the Coldplay concert in a suite and be right out in front where they might shoot you on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe we have to give rules to where you have your affair. It's not at a venue with tens of thousands of people there where they're known to put people on the camera.
Yeah.
So Judge Brown says what to potential litigation?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm pretty sure there's a disclaimer on every ticket that you could be filmed and used for some sort of post-production, because every artist does a concert movie now because you got to get as many dollars and cents out of the industry as possible. Spotify is not going to pay you.
I thought you were going to say every ticket says you probably shouldn't be here having an affair.
You probably shouldn't be. I mean.
Chad, time to put the astronomer thing to bed. Tired of hearing about it. No, this just happened. I'm not bringing up something from last week. I'm bringing up this just happened. Okay? No, most tickets say right on them, backing up what Lindsey just said, that you're going to be filmed or photographed when buying tickets. Come on, Chad. You can do better. Who cares what you're just talking about, Coldplay? It's a non-subject with all the crap going on. Politics of the world. Disappointed listener. Okay.
Hey,
okay. Okay. We just did an hour with Blair Anderson, former police chief, on very serious topics. If you want only seriousness and life-altering topics on this show, only those, you're never going to get. We give you a lot of serious content. We also give you a lot of talkers, a lot of lighter things. And if you don't think the astronomer thing was enormous, you're wrong. And now the litigation part, no. Suck it up, Buttercup. You two guys screwed up. First of all, cheating, you screwed up. And then you were such dopes that you went there so this would be laughed out of court. You want to chime in, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. I want to talk about what insurance you might have for your home, what insurance you might have for your car. And maybe you think you're 100% set. And you know what? You might be. But I can tell you how you'll find out. Reach out to my friend Amber Scholl and TeamScholl.com. I mentioned, after living in one neighborhood well over 20 years, I decided to move. And I made sure that home insured by American Family. This isn't just Amber's own. She made up an insurance company. No, 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 no. This American Family, they're rock solid gold, right? And so I reached out to Amber, the team, told them all about it. They handled it professionally as possible. How do you track them down? American Family, but you got to go right to Amber. TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Maybe you've recently, listen, how about last night with the storms? Are you worried about a hail situation? You have somebody out there, then you find out, is your insurance covered? How about a car situation? That could be a hail situation, too. How about you've got a new driver? How about a ticket recently? You want to make sure that your insurance with cars and homes are set up the best. Team Scholl with American Family can do it. I've worked with that office for 35 years. Amber's only been with it for 15, and she's doing a great job. TeamScholl.com. What is the music theme? R.J. Harrigan out all week. We're on Monday, Tuesday, and then the Twins have a day game Wednesday, back Thursday, Friday. So you're in here 4 days. Let's go. What did you select for a music theme today, Lindsay?
The music theme today is what I call Rat Boy Grunge. Are you familiar with the TV show The Bear?
Oh, yes. Very, very much familiar. I'll give you my review here. Season 1, B+. Season 2, A+. Season 3, C-.
Ooh.
Season 4, B+, A-.
Oh, there was a little bit of a reclamation this past season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Season 3 stunk.
I like to hear that.
Stunk.
But Rat Boy Grunge is kind of like, it's how I would picture Carmi Brazzato. What
the
he
bear.
Would listen to. The Bear. This is what he would listen to. He's, you know, former line cook, big-time chef, lots of tattoos on his arms. He's a very sad man. He's a very sad man, so he listens to Rat Boy Grunge.
Rat Boy. They have good music on the show, too.
Oh, absolutely.
To match the episode. So, Rat Boy Grunge. I was not familiar with Rat Boy Grunge.
I made it up.
Until just seconds ago. It's now sweeping the nation. It's on Twitter already. Shoppers in Norway, for our listeners, very upset that we are. Don't talk seriousness all the time. I'm not sure he or she's going to like this one either. Are used to seeing prices at a grocery store change right in front of their eyes. Prices can change 100 times a day at this outlet all across Norway. It's not just one store. It's very, very popular. The head of pricing suggests, of course, we lower the prices maybe 10 cents and then our competitors do the same. It kind of gets to be a race to the bottom. Of course, the person from the store is saying that. The prospect has alarmed, I'm reading from Wall Street Journal story, has alarmed U.S. lawmakers, consumers who fear that the electronic shelf labels will open the way for prices to go up as well as down. I mean, of course that's the fear. The idea you would be there at the grocery store and picking out. If what's the one thing Lindsey Brown needs at your mansion right now? 7,500 square feet. What's the number one thing you need food-wise at the mansion?
Gum.
Gum. Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Everything else is fine.
I mean, gum and skim milk, probably.
Oh, go whole milk. Let's go. Come on. Go whole milk.
I can't. I'm here all week.
And go Special K with almonds for your cereal. U.S. retailers have this. Walmart, Kroger, Whole Foods. I haven't seen this ever. Have you ever been at a store where it's electronics and right in front of your eyes, the gum, as you need, the gum goes from $2.99 to $2.89, goes lower. Have you ever seen that?
This is surge pricing for food.
This is.
Grocery stores. I heard about this a couple years ago where Wendy's was experimenting with surge pricing through their drive-thrus. A lot of uproar. People were not pleased with it. Well, I can't imagine very many are with this either.
It's surge dynamic pricing. It's the idea in sports, too. Okay, we're going to give you the baseline for this game, but guess what? We got the flexibility. When Oklahoma City comes to town, and if Chet, J. Will, and Shea are healthy, guess what? Your prices are higher compared to the Utah Jazz coming in. They're tanking for the 19th year in a row. Those prices are going to be lower. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more of this. And I'm all for more competition if more often than not it's going to benefit us. And listen, where else do we have 651-461-9226? Where else do we have dynamic pricing? I'll give you an example. Uber. Lyft. For sure, right? There's no doubt about it where you're in that particular business. You're trying to go downtown to, let's say you were going to see the big comedy show at the X. Nate, Bargatze, who was there two nights, right? And you're going there last night when the power went out. By the way, if you were at the concert last night when the power went out, text me. What was that like? That'd be a strange circumstance to be in that big of a venue where the power went out like it did. So if you're going to see Nate, you're from Woodbury or you're from Golden Valley, and you're normally going to St. Paul on a Sunday night, ghost town. Not last night, when there probably were 15, 16,000 people to show. So it doesn't surprise me in the grocery stores. Where else? Rental cars, right? Rental cars, depending on what's going on, if there's a convention of some sort. I think, Lindsay, we are going to see more surge, dynamic pricing, whether we like it or we don't like it. It's kind of a fact. It's just a part of life going forward.
Do you really think the consumers are going to be the beneficiary of that? I don't.
No, I don't. I mean, you could make the argument in sports if you see it more. Like, a prime example would be, okay, let's go back to the Wolves here. If you bought your Oklahoma City tickets and two of the big three are out, are they lowering the price? And by the way, also, if you are a season ticket holder, does that mean you get some money back? Highly doubtful. I think it would mean, and the Wolves have sold out all their games the last couple of years, so this might not be the right example. The example would be if you're buying Timberwolves.com versus my guy Tommy Ticks right outside Target Center, Tommy's going to have to lower the prices. He's a ticket seller. Timberwolves.com or NBA.com, maybe they're going to lower prices. But no, I don't buy that much that we're going to save. Do you?
No. And it's hard to really compare the two because when you're talking about a special event, an entertainment event versus grocery stores, this is an everyday thing that people already put a lot of thought into, whether it's budgeting, whether it's meal planning, whether your family has special dietary restrictions or anything else. Like, to throw another element, like a market, watching a market like we would for stocks, for your groceries, for your bananas, for your Orbit winter green gum, like, I think that's nuts. I don't know what the result would be, though, for human behavior from a consumer standpoint, because you have to buy the food. Like, you have to do that. Well, does that push you to a different store? Does it create more problems for you?
Because a lot of people, let's use just the metro area as an example. A lot of people, and it's some fact-based and it's some perception-based. A lot of people are going to say, I know why I go to fill-in-the-blank grocery store. There's a reason why Whole Market has the nickname Whole Paycheck, right? That's not a coincidence.
Whole Foods?
Yeah, Whole Foods.
I love Whole Market better.
Yeah, Whole Market.
Whole Market.
Yeah, well, that tells you about the person who's sleeping, barely sleeping lately. And some go to others, right? And some, I think the perception is dead on. Some it's not. This could change that game a little bit if they're all in the same sort of situation. But then you're going to debate quality of the produce, quality of the meat, quality of everything else, because on the standard, let's say, Kraft macaroni box, there shouldn't be that much of a variance. But if you've got a grocery store, maybe go to one for more of the typical items and you go to another for your vegetables, right? And you go there because you think the vegetables are going to be better. Well, they're not going to change the prices at their place compared to another place that they feel like they're paying more for their vegetables and the quality is at a higher level. I think whether we like it or not, in more examples of life, like somebody talked about airlines, we're going to see a lot more dynamic and surge pricing. It was late last week, maybe it was Wednesday or Thursday, I think it was Wednesday, when we talked a lot about Gaza and just the absolute devastation, which is unrelenting. The coverage is really jumped up the last 5-6 days. The president, along with wanting an apology, not apology, a thank you from the folks in Gaza, as only Donald Trump would, when America has kicked in $60 million for food, the president talked more about it. This is a horrifying event, which is complicated, because Hamas kickstarted this by murdering in a vicious way, 1,200 some people. And Hamas cannot and never should be trusted. But too many damn people have died due to starvation, and God knows how many more. With the president and other countries talking more about it, do you believe we will see a substantial change in getting more food to the innocent Palestinians who deserve it? I'm not talking about Hamas. I'm not talking about individuals who are intent on murdering anyone in Gaza who would speak out against Hamas. Do you think this is a blip? Or do you think this will be significant, where this administration will put a lot of pressure on one guy, Bibi Netanyahu, for this to continue to happen? 651-461. 9226. Yeah, I'm going to jump in with Aquarius here. Aquarius can help you out. Let's start with the utility room, because that's an area where you might have somebody else to try to help you out with your utility room. Or you might not know what is going on with Aquarius. You can sign up for a yearly rate where you know when they're coming out. Or when you have an issue, something in your utility room which is not working, you go to Aquarius Home Services. You go to AquariusHomeServices.com, and you call them, and either you say, hey, come out, what's your rate? Or you've signed up for a yearly rate, and it's dramatically reduced. You might think of Aquarius, this company around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. You might think of them for the water softener. Because the water softener matters a lot with the showers. And if you're outside a lot lately, it's so hot, you're taking more showers. You might think of it for your dishes when you're doing them and you don't want to come out looking all streaked and awful. You might think about your clothes and how much you want it. And then also the great Connecticut drinking water system, where you still can, for a few more days, can potentially save up to 25%. Aquarius can help you out and all those ways, and I've used them since 1993. Don't hesitate. AquariusHomeServices.com. The pictures and the photographs are horrifying. I know a lot of people have doubts about the health ministry in Gaza and the influence of Hamas and how accurate the numbers are. And I will never trust Hamas. One thing they say, even if I witnessed it with my own eyes, because they're a grotesque organization. And Hamas and Israel have been battling for an endless amount of times. And the Middle East and conflict seemingly will go on forever. And we know what happened on October 7th. And there's no doubt Netanyahu was going to respond strongly, including due to the incompetence which allowed October 7th to happen. And I weep not a single tear for any leader of Hamas who has been killed. And the force, sadly, was going to be indiscriminate at some level. It's continued to be too indiscriminate, in my opinion. I've made that point dozens of times over the years, since October 7th. And again, whenever there's talk of a ceasefire negotiations, I'm always skeptical because Netanyahu is so entrenched. He knows his government is so fragile. He knows if he's not in power, he's facing a criminal trial. And I know that Hamas just wants to bring people along and act like they care about it. But I don't ever believe they live up to it. And the problem is, of course, that tens of thousands of innocents have died in Gaza. And if you're denying that, you're a liar. Or you're so biased in your opinion. There's not a debate on Israel versus Hamas, good guy, bad guy, because Israel is absolutely more of the good guy. But that doesn't mean that everything Netanyahu does is flawless and perfect, because it's been excessive, in my opinion. And I get the Hamas hides underneath hospitals and homes and makes it so extraordinarily difficult. And there are a lot of people who see shows like this one talking about last week, or national people talking about it whenever they've been, and say, hey, where you been the entire time? I get that argument. But it seemingly is getting significantly worse when you see these photos and see these kids. And then we have these examples of when relief is provided. And what happens? Thousands of desperate individuals, parents, adults, kids show up. And sometimes there's so many, you have chaos, people killed, not enough food. Sometimes that chaos is created by Hamas, which is trying to prevent this from taking place. But now the president is much more in. At least he's saying it. And he was involved with a lengthy press conference, and Gaza was a large part of it, in talking about food centers. And his quote, they need to get all the food, every ounce of it. Donald Trump is clearly an American first president. He's also someone who is desiring the Nobel Peace Prize. And he was trying to get that, and the attack of Iran and their nuclear capabilities, and quickly calling into war and having other people nominate him for it. There still is a role that our country is higher than others, more than powerful. And you can go to president after president where they have stepped in to humanitarian crises where people are living a life minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, no idea water, no idea housing, no idea food. And there are times when this country has been amazing. Look at George W. Bush and the work he did with AIDS all across Africa. Remarkable work by W. Even if you don't agree with a lot of what George W. Bush did, because he gave you material, tremendous work. Just millions of lives saved in Africa because of that work. There are also examples of Bill Clinton in Rwanda, where he regrets to this day how long he waited. This country, while yes, still supporting Israel, a strong ally, a country that this country can count on in the Middle East, when a lot of places you can try to create peace, but it's either fleeting or it's non-existent. But Bibi Netanyahu gave the finger to Joe Biden, and to a certain level, he's doing the same thing to Donald Trump. And it's not easy. And the question is, can you do this without American troops? Because if you're truly going to set up food centers, that was the phrase uttered today, across Gaza, you're going to have, again, tens of thousands of people descend on those locations, and you're also going to have Hamas to try to create devastation, whether it's firing in the crowds with weapons, whatever they continue to do. So is it enough for us just to provide more food if it's not going to get to those individuals? It's really not. I guess we can say, hey, look, we tried. You want to keep saying that with, I mean, how many more kids have to die of starvation? And if somebody could just write down in one paragraph, well, here's how you do it, that would have been done a long time ago. Because whenever this ebbs between Israel and Hamas, it could strike up again the next day with Hamas targeting Israeli citizens or those who are supporting. And there are going to be other stories where Israel made a mistake and bombed an area where a newborn is killed. And yeah, potentially Hamas is there, because many times they are. But I don't see how we do this unless we provide our own troops along with other allies setting up these areas to feed individuals who are dying by the moment. And it shouldn't just be the U.S. Maybe this is a testament to Marco Rubio. Maybe it's a testament to Donald Trump, the humanitarian, that he takes a break from the windmill conversation and the tariff conversation and teeing it up at Turnberry and organizes a coalition where it's not the U.S. providing dozens and dozens of food centers to feed people. Because if not, we're going to look back at this as one of the great tragedies which unfolded right in front of our eyes. And truthfully, it's been going on for a long time. What do you want to say? Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think if to ensure we have to put troops on the ground, should we do that? Do we need that only if other allies provide similar support? What do you want to say? Text or call 651-461-9226. It's hard to go from a very serious topic to one of the sponsors, but that's what we do on this show. For me, this is serious because my son Quentin, who is 24, has significant health issues, including scoliosis, including in 2016 when he had to have double leg surgery and didn't walk for 6 months. And Quentin is well-liked and treated extraordinarily well when we primarily go to the Plymouth Stretch Lab location. But there's a dozen of them around town, and they treat his father, who's just a little bit older, and I have the really tightness in the upper back or the lower back, the hamstrings. Maybe you're somebody like Brown and a hockey player, and you got a young 15-year-old who's playing hockey right now and want her or he to be in the best shape. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're a golfer. You want to meet that middle of the club face better. They can help you out. It's absolutely worth at least one visit. Try the 50-minute session. Try the 25-minute session. My guy Zach will greet you at Plymouth or all sorts of other people. It's well worth your time. Flexibility and pliability are so important. StretchLab.com. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, Next hour, would you like me out, Lindsay, at 5835 or 5735?
I would like you out at 5735, if my math is correct.
5735, that works. We're talking about Gaza and the complications, and it's just one of many complicated stories of the Middle East. We've laid out how awful Hamas is. We also have tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians who have been killed, and who knows how many thousands starving, how many children who are so malnourished they're almost unrecognizable. And this has been going on for a while, but it's become a more prominent story of late. What role do you think our country should play? Among the attacks, what about the innocent teens at a dance killed, raped, and dragged through the streets? Chad, quit being such a liberal. Hamas has been killing innocent Jews forever. The idea that we can't address both is absolutely a non-starter. The idea that we can't prosecute, the idea that we can't push for more police officers, the idea that we can't call out prosecutors are too soft, and also look at a humanitarian crisis unfolding in front of our eyes. I'm not really that liberal when I'm saying I won't cry a single tear when anybody associated with Hamas dies. I'm not crying any tears when I'm saying Israel is by far the good guy. I'm also not crying any tears when I say that Bibi Netanyahu is a criminal and he's staying in power to avoid the prosecution he is facing. How about Donnie crying that no one said thank you for the relief we did send? So embarrassing. Yeah, multiple times he has done this. This is not the time, as the President of the United States, we're talking about people starving and we've provided money, but really the food isn't getting there. Say, well, we might send more if you say thank you. Stop. More text. The people in Gaza need to stand up to Hamas and their mother country and says supporting them, the only way fighting can end. It's not that easy. I mean, come on.
What are they doing with their day right now?
Oh, my God.
They're waiting in lines for any sort of grain, any sort of semblance of food.
There are people, we're going to go to 5835, just we'll move one back. There are people who are starving right now who have supported Hamas. There's no doubt about it. But the idea that it's just so simple that you should stand up to Hamas, that would have happened a long time ago. And by the way, we, for all the valid reasons, have supported Israel. But it's also possible for Biden in the past and Trump right now to say, you need to be more discriminate. You need to be more targeted in where you're killing, and you need to back away and allow more food, still while understanding that Hamas would kill probably anybody in the West. I think it's going to have to be a NATO effort, but this administration has gone off its way to alienate NATO and member countries, which means the U.S. will have to do this a lot on their own. Yeah, this is where Trump and his words of, I mean, saying NATO is unnecessary or dismissive or you're way behind in paying the right money and then distorting the numbers a lot. This is when a lot of times you go to those countries and they say, oh, no, wait a second. Now you want us, but you mock us on a regular basis. There is a different level of responsibility for our country when a humanitarian crisis like this is taking place, and we should jump into it now. Hell yes, more text. This is what we should be doing, not just dropping food on a parachute. I want this escorted and properly distributed. If the troops are needed, then do it. Trump is at least using common sense on this and stopping the conflict. Let's see. Let's see, because that is a different level of danger when you put our troops on the ground. But I don't see how the food really gets there without a large group of military supporting them. Maybe it is NATO involving the U.S., but without the troops, I don't trust Hamas in one way. CBS, Mark Fry, next on the Home of the Twins, CCO.